The French have a reputation for being a bit snotty about certain aspects of their culture. Food, fashion, art, romance, wine, well, perhaps just about everything. So it's not surprising that in the language of Balzac and Voltaire, particular pride and pleasure is taken in comic books. For 32 years, the southwestern French town of Angoulême has attracted readers, collectors, authors, and publishers of the genre for the International Comics Festival. Beware, Sunday morning comics readers, set your newspapers aside. As Eleanor Beardsley reports from Angoulême, French comic book fans live in a whole other world.
During 4 days every January, the cobbled streets of this medieval city come alive with cartoon characters featured in comics published all over the world. Even the cathedral gets in on the act. Its vestry is full of comics with a religious theme. Comics in France are called BD, bande dessinée, literally design strips, and they're considered serious culture. While every child grows up reading Tintin and Asterix, comic reading doesn't stop at childhood, says Jean-Pierre Mercier of France's National Center of the Bande Dessinée in Angoulême.
In France, it's not something shameful to read comics when you're an adult. Most of the production in France of comics album is aimed to adults. The themes, the stories, the artwork. If you're an adult and if you want to get a little culture, you will read the novel, go to see movies, listen to some music, and you can read comics.
The French have an international reputation as comic lovers, so much so that America's Marvel Comics recently donated a huge archive of 300,000 originals dating from the 1950s and 60s to the center in Angoulême. The French Ministry of Culture is busy planning a permanent exhibit of Spider-Man and the Hulk. This year's festival features a comics concert where authors create an original comic strip to music in front of a live audience. But the cartoon star of the festival is Titeuf, a 10-year-old French schoolboy whose mischievous antics and preteen uncertainties have captivated a generation of French youth. Titeuf is everywhere in France, even on a new postage stamp. His 37-year-old creator, Zep, catapulted to star status by millions of young readers, is the president of this year's festival.
Je l'aime parce que c'est mon enfance quoi. Je retrouve.
I love him because he represents everything good that we leave behind in childhood, and I rediscover that when I'm drawing him. He lets me talk about taboo subjects because he's a kid and he can say whatever he likes.
11 and 12-year-old Raymond Précy and Clément Rouret, waiting to get their books signed by Titeuf's creator, say they think he's great. He's funny and young, and we like the way he talks, they say. And we like his guide to the birds and the bees. We learn a lot of things with him, like how babies are made. It's really cool, and it's educational, too. But it's mostly adults who line up in front of the dozens of publishing house stands for a chance to meet their favorite authors. Parisian Bénédicte Jamet, who sits on the floor poring over a BD, says she has around 400 of them in her collection at home.
In a BD, you discover a fantastic universe, things that you don't normally find in a book, and the plot line of a BD can go anywhere. It seems less confined.
BDs are also big business in France. Once in every 8 books sold is a bande dessinée, with more than 45 million volumes purchased last year alone. The wealth and breadth of the drawings and scenarios on display here is mind-boggling. From World War I trenches to science fiction to romance, the poems of Rambo and Baudelaire are even brought to life in a comic. Art Spiegelman opened the Angoulême Festival. The American cartoonist, who won a Pulitzer for his cartoon Mouse about the Holocaust and has just published another work about the attacks on the World Trade Center, thinks comics may be headed for a comeback in America.
In France, there's not the same degree of condescension that's existed in America. And actually, America seems to have arrived at some sort of tipping point in the last couple of years where comics have been kind of boosted up. Maybe someday we'll have comics awards that get televised like Emmys and Oscars the way they do here.
But until then, if you're looking for the unabridged comic book version of Tolstoy's War and Peace, you'd better speak French. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley.